Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're the live radio call-in talk program where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number to do that, of course, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160, open phones. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, wow, Friday already. This week just kind of flew by for me. I feel like I was just here yesterday, even though it's been, well, you know, a week. Well, I was on Saturday as well, so. But, yeah, I'm like, whoa, geez, I'm here already.
It feels more like a couple of weeks for me.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah, wow, well, weird. I mean, I think I haven't actually been here for a couple weeks.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. somebody substituted for you the last two sessions. One of them was because we were having a shindig for Mr. Freeman. And then, of course, you allowed Tamsin to do clamoring to do a guest spot for you. So we're glad to have you back. Welcome back. It has been 2 weeks for you.
Been too long.
Indeed. I didn't get the wear a T-shirt to work memo. So I'm not wearing the T-shirt, but okay, you guys are doing well. I like black T-shirts, and of course the Bitcoin T-shirt is far out solid and right on in my book. I wanted to talk about first today, this just sort of came across the Twitter, and it says CNN has fired three employees for coming to work without being vaccinated.
Unjabbed.
So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff around this. For example, I know that some hospitals now and medical facilities are, quote, requiring, unquote, their staff to be vaccinated. The same staff, of course, that worked through, we'll call it the pandemic, for lack of a better phrasing, that worked through all of the initial wave of this thing with no vaccine. So they were, you know, I mean, in some people's eyes, you know, working under the greatest of risk. And now, of course, these people face termination.
Yeah, I saw a sign a nurse was holding recently because at, I don't know, I think it's St. Louis, a hospital was starting to fire people for not getting vaccinated. And one of the nurses was holding a sign that said, "We worked through the pandemic and now they're going to fire us."
Right.
You know, it's kind of interesting because if you're working in a hospital, I mean, what's the chance that you haven't already gotten infected? I mean, it seems like it's probably pretty low. I could be wrong, but it's also interesting that they're already requiring it because I was talking to somebody today who works at a hospital. And he was saying that it won't be until October that they require it. So
I'm sure they've put some sort of a time frame on it. Yeah. But I thought it was interesting when this popped up that says Jeff Zucker says in a memo to staff that CNN has postponed the September 7th return to office date and is now targeting mid-October. And so CNN itself had said, you know, hey, we don't, you know, you don't need to start coming to the office or whatever. But then Jeff Zucker adds in his memo, this is from August 5th, to CNN staff, "In the past week, we've been made aware of three employees who are coming to the office unvaccinated. All three have been terminated. Let me be clear, we have a zero-tolerance policy on this." Yeah, I know. I'm still flabbergasted. Since when did employers become masters of your personal medical health?
I mean, I have to wonder, how did they even know they were unvaccinated?
They probably asked, I'm guessing.
And then somebody said, I'm not vaccinated.
I mean, most people would be truthful about that, I would think.
Or maybe they asked for proof of vaccination.
Hmm. Yeah, but that is a good question. How did they find out? You know, was it the employees who were, they going around, we're here, we're vaccinated? You know?
It's kind of weird the way they phrased it, because we found out. I mean, yeah, kind of suggesting that it wasn't mandatory, or was mandatory, but they weren't actually, like, checking on it, and then they found out somebody wasn't vaccinated because, what, they said something to a colleague or something?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they did make it mandatory. I don't know. If you have any further details and you're listening to this show right now, please give us a call at 603-283-6160, because there are way too many questions about why CNN would fire three employees who were coming to the office unvaccinated. But it's still, it's really bothersome. That would be like, I don't know. Like, oh, I don't know, if I didn't have, the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccination. Mm. Like, would they fire me for that, too, if I were an employee? You know, what else would they, what kind of precedent does this set?
Yeah, before, when you went to the doctor, before COVID, they would just say, are you up to date on your vaccinations? They wouldn't ask you for proof of it or anything, and your employer wouldn't ask you for proof of it. I'm not vaccinated.
The crazy thing is, if it's a visual thing, right, like, they want to send a message, wouldn't it be better not to verify? Because if they verify, then they're going to have to fire people, and then it's going to become a publicity issue, and then others are going to know that, you know, they don't have to get vaccinated. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It seems like counterproductive.
Yeah, and, you know, the job market as it sits right now is already messed up. There's way too many job openings and not enough people applying for them. For a variety of reasons, including the fact that people are still getting highly paid by government money, if you want to call it money.
Is that still going on?
It's still going on, yeah. The child tax credit thing kicked in. So now folks who have kids specifically are getting, I don't know, up to $300 a kid, something like that.
It's so disgusting. And I don't mean this specifically, just all these... we're gonna steal less from you, right? Like, why can't they just not tax us in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good question. But this whole thing falls on the heels of the, we're now seeing vaxports, right? Vaccination passports. New York City, of course, now has a thing where, well, if you don't have a vaccine passport, why, you can't travel, and you can't, and there's a whole bunch of stuff you can't do. You can't go to concerts, you can't go to blah. Can't do this, can't do that, can't go out in public.
Is that something that's happened in New Hampshire, too, or did they do the opposite of that here?
Well, so I don't know about the vaccine passport specifically.
I thought they, like, banned them, and I don't know what I didn't know what that...
They,
I didn't really know what that meant.
Sununu just said he has no plans to roll out a vaccine passport, which means nothing, okay. Because last year he had no plans to lock down.
They put in something, I think it was another one of these... what are they called when the mayor just... Or the governor just
orders.
Signs a thing. Yeah, it's where it's not, like, voted on. I think he just wrote one of those that says they're not going to do lockdowns again or something like that.
Okay.
But I don't think it applies to the vaccine passports. So, and of course, if you watch, regular television, you wouldn't know much about this, but there have been protests, I'm going to say worldwide. I mean,
yeah, massive,
massive protests about this very thing, about vaccine passports. There are areas that are reinstituting mask mandates, that are reinstituting lockdowns, not just of the world, but in the United States, too. These things are happening. California, too.
California as well?
Yep. In California, they are reinstituting mask mandates. And
even though they have, the highest vaccination rates.
Yeah. And so, this coupled with the news of what they call breakthrough infections, this would be the Delta variant of COVID, that even if you've been vaccinated once or twice, depending on, whatever you decided to do, that you can now become a carrier of the Delta variant and spread it to everybody who is both vaccinated and unvaccinated.
Yeah, and it's just, not a surprise, because everybody knew that was going to happen, because that's what coronaviruses do, a.k.a. the cold. Yeah. That's why you can't get it vaccinated once and just never get the cold again.
Right. So, of course, the vaccine didn't work. It's not effective against the variant, and now everybody who's vaccinated is potentially a super spreader. And now you can lose your job for a personal medical decision, apparently, at least if you work for CNN. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up, the Friday night edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join in the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Last segment, we were talking about a tweet from Oliver Darcy, who apparently is somebody over at, is he a reporter? I'm not sure who he is, actually. But he says that Jeff Zucker had added a memo to CNN staff. In the past week, we've been made aware of three employees who are coming to the office unvaccinated. All three have been terminated. Let me be clear, we have a zero-tolerance policy on this. So this is the first employer that I'm aware of that has taken a stance on vaccines and said they have a zero-tolerance policy. Everybody who works for them must be vaccinated or they're going to get fired.
Even if you have, like, an allergy to these things.
I think zero-tolerance means zero-tolerance. It's pretty strong wording.
That definitely sounds, you know, zero-tolerance policies are just terrible all around.
Oh, yeah.
They never take it into account, like, oh, there's a good reason for this or that under certain circumstances.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about schools or we're talking about vaccines or, it doesn't really matter. They're bad. Zero-tolerance is a bad policy.
Well, now, I realize that when it comes to employment, legally speaking anyway, in the United States at least, if they're most of the places are what they call at-will employment, which means you can leave whenever you want. You don't need an excuse. You just be like, hey, sorry, I'm out of here. Or they can also let you go at any time, and they just say, hey, sorry, you're out of here. And that's what at-will sort of boils down to for most people. So having said that, though, we're talking about people's careers, people's jobs, people's ability to earn here. And CNN is saying, comply or get fired. So if you're already working for them, like, I could see, like, on the way in, if going forward, if you're going to hire people, you're going to require them to be vaccinated, then you have the choice of whether or not to accept the job if you interview for that job, that kind of thing. But we're talking about people who have already been hired prior to this new policy who aren't really being given that choice. I mean, they are because they can quit or get fired if the employer finds out. But that's about as close to coercion, I think, as a corporation can come, without, sticking a gun in somebody's face or something like that. It's certainly imposing their opinion on their employees.
Their medical opinion, which is just crazy that CNN thinks that they can just be their own employees' doctors.
I've always been had this conflict with, like, the idea of going to work for some corporation.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, these corporations do this terrible stuff all, and this is just one example, right?
Yeah.
All the time. And it's like, at some point, they're going to do something that's just immoral, and it's like, what do you do? You're basically forced to go along with it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If you have the choice, I think most people do, but they don't make the choice at the right time, and then they get entangled in this system, and it's like, at some point, you just got to be like, no more, right?
Yeah, I have maintained that all of this nonsense surrounding this attempt at dividing people, the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, and to get the vaccinated people to sort of hate and shame the unvaccinated, when they really don't have any reason to, that it's going to get worse before it gets better. But the only way out of it, of course, is for everybody to not comply. Right, and that includes the vaccinated people. Vaccinated people are going to have to.
How does a vaccinated person not comply though?
Well, they have to stand up for other people's rights.
Okay,
that's the only thing I can think of. Right, I've talked to many people, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, and most of the vaccinated people that I've talked to have said, "Yeah, I got it, but I certainly don't support forcing anybody else to get it. It's a medical decision."
If you believe that somebody should be forced to get the vaccine just because you got it, you should be totally okay with, like, states like Kentucky mandating that people can't get abortions because most of Kentucky doesn't think that that's okay.
And the crazy thing is, like, this isn't even, you know, it's a lot of scaremongering, right? Like, I could even see an argument where it's like, okay, everybody's going to die if everybody doesn't get vaccinated, basically. And then I'm like, all right, that kind of makes sense, like, at that point. But it's like, that's not even what's happening. It's like, it's the camouflage is being pulled over everybody's eyes, and they're making it out as if everybody's going to die if you don't get vaccinated. And that's just not the case.
Yeah, there's still more than a 99% chance that you're going to be just fine, even if you get it.
Yeah, it really is, you know, just somebody is... I can't go there.
It is a fear mongering campaign. You are correct. It is being politicized specifically to scare people. Yeah. They are riling people up and getting them afraid of a thing that people have no business being afraid of. Look, the masks didn't work. The thing spread anyway. The vaccine didn't work. The thing mutated. So now the vaccines themselves, you know, are irrelevant because of the Delta variant that mutated and is now able to be carried by vaccinated people and spread by vaccinated people. So all of the things, the lockdowns didn't work because it continued to spread, you know, even though they took away everybody's rights and closed people's businesses and got, you know, people lost their jobs and they, you know, hurt the economy tremendously that it's going to take years to recover from, of course, right? So none of the things that they did attempt to do, you know, to sort of curb this thing, none of the things worked.
Yeah, this reminds me of, what is it, like mass hysteria, you know?
Yes.
It's just like, it's all in our heads, and it's not in my head, but it's in, like, the majority, it seems like it's in the majority of people's heads, and I'm not against vaccination. I will probably get vaccinated at some point, like maybe October or something, but it won't be now because of the vaccines, and I'm not even sure that it matters whether or not I get vaccinated in October, because like you said, it just isn't going to matter. You know, it just doesn't matter enough, right?
Yeah, I'm not against vaccination per se.
No, definitely not.
However, I don't feel like I need to get a vaccine because
right.
I had COVID.
Plus, it's different than a regular vaccine. Like, it's an mRNA test.
Hopefully in October or so, that's going to change, and there's going to be more traditional vaccines available for it as well. But yeah, you're right. I mean, right now, especially, you know, the vaccine is not as thoroughly tested as most vaccines, we're talking about traditional vaccines,
yeah,
are. So it is something to be concerned about, I think.
I mean, if you look at all of the different varieties of coronavirus and how human beings have fared with coronavirus over the history of humankind, I will take my chances with Mother Nature. Thank you very much. Now, whatever your decision is out there in listener land, I'm fine with, as long as you don't force your opinions and your ideas on other people. Respect other people's individual decisions and figure out what's right for you and yours and do that. And that's all there is to it. There's no need for government to be involved in any of this. There's no need for people to get fired over this. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The war of words between President Biden and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over COVID mask mandates shows no signs of ending. Yesterday, Biden was asked about the Republican governor's comments that he'll stand in the way of anyone, including the president, who tries to lock down the state. And Biden's response was, "Governor who?"
I guess I'm not surprised that Biden doesn't remember me. I guess the question is, what else has he forgotten?
That's Governor DeSantis on Friday. DeSantis adding, Biden has forgotten about the crisis on our southern border. I can tell you that. The Biden administration is extending the moratorium on federal student loan payments to the end of January. Payments on student loans were frozen at the height of the coronavirus pandemic by former President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the White House continues to try to come up with ways to encourage folks to get vaccinated, at this point over 58% of eligible Americans have gotten their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and just under 50% have gotten both shots. Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy explains on Fox Business why his state won't issue a vaccine mandate.
The moment a government has to impose upon its people something so invasive, something so intrusive that we're going to force individuals to put something into their bodies that they may not otherwise want, I think it's a line that we don't want to cross.
The family of Ashley Babbitt, who was killed during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, is filing a $10 million lawsuit against Capitol Police. Their attorney claims Babbitt was ambushed by an officer and was not given a warning or verbal command. Babbitt tried to climb through a broken window and was shot. The officer who shot her has not been identified. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. You are listening to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join in the conversation tonight. The phones are open. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I just thought of the best metal name ever. Well, I didn't just think of it. I thought of it at work the other day, but I just Googled to make sure that it hasn't been already used.
What is it?
And I think you're going to love it. It's Metal Tart. Instead of Pop Tart.
Wow. Yes. Would there also be Country Tart and Western Tart and Smooth Jazz Tart?
R&B Tart.
R&B Tart, yes. Rap Tart.
Rap Tart.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny because Pop Tart, it literally is also music. That's pretty funny.
Hey, what do you call animated onions who sing rhymes?
I don't know.
Rapscallions.
Oh.
Scallions.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is Free Talk Live. It is hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a little more than a decade. That decade has seen some very remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency already. Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've heard about Bitcoin and maybe you've decided that it's finally time to learn about it. Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. But even if you already know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date on all the news that's relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. There's something for everyone, from the novice to the expert, and it's all on a very sleek and easy-to-use modern website. Check it out. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so the previous two segments we were talking about CNN firing three people for coming to the office unvaccinated. The travesty. Like, you know.
All the people that were put in danger.
Yeah.
Of surviving.
Put in the point, less than 1% chance of anything happen to them.
Oh, man. This is like the longest running joke.
Like, I'm pretty sure that more people die by, like, accidental office injuries, like a pencil to the eye or
standing
something.
Standing on a chair.
I would love something. To see those statistics now just because you're probably right.
But whatever. And we had talked about a little bit in the previous segment how, the masks were useless, the lockdowns were useless. All of the measures they took, didn't stop the coronavirus. They didn't even really slow it down. There's no evidence to say that masks even slowed it down. It spread anyway. It's a coronavirus. People survived it. People got vaccinated. But then, of course, the virus mutated, et cetera, and so on. And so now everybody can get it again, whether or not you've been vaccinated. And you can spread it whether or not you've been vaccinated, supposedly, according to all of the things that I've read recently. But I wanted to talk specifically about the lockdowns. Jeffrey Tucker has penned an article over at brownstone.org that says, "What were the lockdowners thinking?" He begins the article, "I've heard the following question seemingly thousands of times over the last year. Why did they do this to us?" It's still the burning question about lockdowns. The schools, businesses, and church closures, the banning of events, the stay-at-home orders, the travel restrictions, the wildly desperate central plan enforced by police to somehow keep people apart from each other, the failure to control or even mitigate pathogenic trajectory, even forgetting about the astonishing social costs, is by now indisputably obvious, at least to some of us. So what precisely was the intention of the lockdowns? To answer this question, I turn to the book Spike by Jeremy Farrar. He is not a well-known figure in the U.S., but in the U.K., he's basically their Dr. Fauci. He wields huge institutional influence throughout the Wellcome Trust, controlling both opinion within the epidemiological profession and funding resources for research. He was probably the dominant influence for enacting the lockdowns in the UK, more so than Imperial College's Neil Ferguson. The book is a tell-all, day by day, from the time of dawning of awareness of the pathogen throughout the year. The book strikes me as forthcoming and all the more terrifying for it. It reveals much about his friends, associates, frustrations, debates, strategies, worries, internal drama, and intellectual orientation, which is overwhelmingly in favor of deploying massive state power to control the invisible enemy. I'm a very polite writer, but I cannot decline to admit my complete alarm at so deeply encountering the mind of a person who did what he did and thinks what he thinks. Once he became completely convinced of lockdownism, he went all in. Quote, "Social distancing measures should be mandatory, not optional," he writes. "A prime minister cannot ask people to lock down if they feel like it. That's not the way these sorts of public health measures work." I mean, if that's not the words of a dictator, I don't know what are.
And the thing is, like, it might even make sense in a situation where there was, like, I don't know, people actually dying, in significant numbers. But they're not. They're not. They're simply, it's not happening. It's just not happening. This is not, there have been real pandemics. And I don't want to say this isn't a pandemic. It technically is. But it's not a pandemic where people are dying in huge numbers. We've had that in the past. We've seen that. That's not what this is.
Yeah, I agree. And for people to have this type of mentality saying that they should be mandatory, that you're literally dictating. Literally, that's the definition of a dictator. When people do what you say, you are a dictator.
And I don't like the way he says a prime minister shouldn't do that. Like a leader, somebody that you know, knows better than the average person.
Somebody in power should be obeyed.
They should tell everybody what to do.
If people were dying left and right, you'd know it, and you wouldn't be going outside.
Yeah, it's been...
You don't need somebody telling you that.
It's been over a year, what, 18 months, something like that?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was a very nice day here in Keene, New Hampshire today. As I drove around before coming to the studio today, saw lots of people. I didn't see anybody masked today. Nobody. I saw lots of people eating indoors and outdoors because it was such a nice day. There were crowds. The downtown was, people were shopping, going about their business. Like, if you didn't know anything about, you know, from the news or whatever, or if you, like, were in a coma and you just woke up and decided to go for a walk today, you wouldn't know any of this was happening. And so...
Well, not in Keene, anyway.
Yeah, not here.
Nobody wears masks into my work anymore, where I worked at a convenience store, and nobody wears masks into it anymore, and it used to be every single person.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So the article continues, those little bromides, this casual dismissing of all concerns that might have doubts about a medically informed totalitarian state, are strewn throughout. I personally cannot fathom the psyche of a person who imagines that his profession entitles him to control all human interactions by police force, with gendarmes prohibiting people from behaving completely normally and using violence against them for daring to engage with each other, opening their schools and businesses, and otherwise going about their lives peacefully and genuinely believing that this is the best thing for society all told. I truly cannot fathom that. Few people can. As to the driving question of why, oddly, I finished this book without a consistent and clear answer. His thinking on the topic of lockdowns and their objective migrates from chapter to chapter. There's no clear objective other than to do something dramatic as a display of government power and willingness to act. That reminds me of, what's the movie I'm thinking of? We have to tell them why they need us! It's V for Vendetta.
Never seen it.
Oh, what?
I just don't really watch movies.
Oh, my gosh, you are missing out on one of the greatest movies of all time. It is a must-watch for any libertarian ilk. If you're an anarchist, a minarchist, just a rebel in general, if you believe that governments have done some awful things, V for Vendetta is a movie for you. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Three 283-6160 is the phone number here at Free Talk Live. If you would like to, well, be heard, get your voice on the radio, talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about an article by Jeffrey Tucker, who's essentially reviewing a book by the UK version of Dr. Fauci. His name is Jeremy Farrar, and he penned a book about the lockdowns. And Mr. Tucker is criticizing this person for basically having the mentality of a tyrant, and his own writing seems to suggest as much, saying that a prime minister needs to be obeyed. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially the vibe that he's putting off with his writing. Mr. Tucker continues to say that Farrar nowhere admits failure, of course, and predictably explains away all the problems with the claim that governments should have locked down more things at a much earlier date. So, any problem, and this happens here too in the United States, right? Whenever there's a problem with any of this going on, they're like, well, it wouldn't have been that way if we'd have just locked down harder and locked down more, or locked down earlier.
Yeah, and they can't say locked down more anymore because we can now say Australia.
And how, just as a tangent, I'm glad that you brought up Australia because, oh my gosh, like, there's got to be Australians right now that are just going, why did we give up our guns? I don't understand. We should never have given up our guns.
Well, because there was that one incident in the 90s or something.
Mm. Yeah, and now all of a sudden Australia is becoming something evil, man. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to it. I've got a couple of...
So what happened in Australia exactly?
They have the military enforcing lockdowns currently.
Yes.
Like
military,
you can only go
in
for...
the streets. Like, yeah. Martial law.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can go outside for like 4 specific things. That's it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's winter there.
People are getting tossed in jail, and there's been protests and stuff, but they are few and far between.
Just get shut down, probably.
Yeah, it's heinous. It is. I am afraid that Australia is going to turn into the next sort of. There's something's going to happen, right? You can't.
North Korea.
You know, Nazi Germany. You know, something. I don't know. You know, but like you cannot restrict people that badly for very long until something bad happens.
I think Stalin and Hitler both would disagree on you with that.
Well, I mean, something good from their perspective, but bad for people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, ultimately, open a history book, when these types of things happen, they usually don't end without people dying.
Yeah, that's kind of the point, right?
And
like, people are going to die, and bad stuff's going to happen.
And I hope it doesn't get that far. I really do.
But this
I don't advocate for that, but go ahead.
This is all to prevent one death.
If it only prevents one death, Bonnie, then it's all worth it, right?
Yep.
So if we kill other people and it prevents one death, it's worth it?
No, I'm being facetious, of course.
Earlier in the year, maybe like, I don't know, June or May, I kept getting so annoyed because everybody who's a fan of Lady Gaga right now is upset that they haven't got to dance in a club to her newest album. I mean, there's probably some places where you can, and I'm sure in the United States it's happened now, but I'm just kind of out of the scene. But that's in at least like May, that's where everybody's at. And a video came out where Replay, the best song on the album, was being played in a club packed with people, with lights, and everybody was dancing, and it looked awesome in Australia. And the narrative was, oh, Australia's so lucky. We suck in America. Nobody locked down. Nobody would comply. And so they get to have Lady Gaga in their clubs again, and we don't get to. And now, look at them now.
Yeah, it's...
cannot go to a club in Australia now.
I mean, you can't go anywhere in Australia, apparently, unless, you know, to the grocery store, to get gas. I can't remember the other things that you're like. I guess you can go to the doctor, but you have to have an appointment and all that kind of stuff. And you have to let people know where you're going and when. You might as well be.
What does that even mean?
You might as well be on house arrest.
You have to like
let the government know that you're leaving your house?
Yep.
You still have to do that in Greece, too. You have to text them.
What? Wow.
That's like, I mean, like, Ian is supposedly, like, a criminal. That's what they're claiming. Allegedly a criminal. And everybody in Australia is being treated the same way the United States is treating somebody who they think is a criminal.
Right. Yes.
Wow.
And, you know, like, they didn't have to build new facilities. They just made people's homes the prison.
Yeah, I mean, I keep pointing out that exact situation when it comes to Ian and how they just moved him from one cage to another. And now they're caging everybody in Australia and Greece, apparently.
And apparently they have, like, a rolling average every week of, like, less than 300, like 200-something cases. Yeah. There's 25
so
million people
in
Australia.
Death? That means, like, almost, what, one death?
I mean, it's... compared to other causes of death,
yeah,
it's not even worth mentioning. Like, people keep talking about Japan with the Olympics coming up and, like, the amount of people, the amount of cases that they're having, like, the number of deaths. And it's like, if you look at the population of Tokyo and then represent that number as a percentage of the population, it's really not even worth mentioning.
Yeah, it's less than 1%, and that's so it's not... I don't know what's
like one tenth of 1%.
Right. So it's not even like one person dying, basically.
Yeah. Tokyo has an enormous population, right?
So. Yeah, yeah.
So at any rate, a terrible precedent has been set, and that is people have allowed governments to initially take away your liberties, your freedoms, freedom of movement, freedom of business. Freedom to conduct transactions as you see fit with people that you see fit, all in the name of this medical, you know, boogeyman. Now, you know, I had corona. I know it exists. I'm not denying that corona doesn't, you know, I'm not saying it's a fake
thing.
But,
you know, you never denied corona. You never denied it
right
to the beginning.
Right.
It's something you recognize. You're not one of the lunatics out there. You're actually one of the saner people that's talking about this on the air.
Right. But other people would identify, who haven't, you know, listened to this program,
yep,
or read anything that I've written or, you know, seen my social media. They wouldn't know that, and they would just automatically assume that, oh, I'm one of these, I'm an anti-vaxxer, yep,
who doesn't believe
conspiracy theorists. And like, oh my gosh, go back and listen to the archives over at archives.freetalklive.com. You can hear all of our shows from the past year,
yeah,
that talk about all of this and our opinions on it. So the precedent has been set that, you know, government can take away your freedoms if they claim there's a medical emergency. And that is a horrible precedent, not just in the United States, worldwide.
Mm.
That's a horrible precedent, because now, once you give that away, once you give that up, once that precedent has been set that they can take away your freedoms because of something that they say is a medical emergency, now they're going to come up with all sorts of medical emergencies.
And now we can see that the bar for medical emergency is extremely low.
So unbelievably low.
A super low death rate and scary videos from China that we now know were fake.
So, at any rate, Mr. Tucker is reviewing this Jeffrey Farrar, who's basically the UK equivalent of Anthony Fauci, saying his thinking on the topic of lockdowns and their objective migrates from chapter to chapter. He nowhere admits failures. All the problems, in his view, trace to not having institutioning his personal version of the totalitarian state earlier than was politically feasible. If you read this book, just keep in mind we're talking about the mental framework that would in any context otherwise be considered psychopathic, which you could also apply that to most politicians when it came to lockdowns. These governors and their lockdown mandates, you know, the government at large supporting it, people even supporting that. Like, well, I think it's the best thing to do, so therefore you should do it too. No, if you support violating consent on any level, that makes you the a-hole.
If you supported lockdowns, all that means is you should have stayed home. Shouldn't have been able to let anybody else leave.
You know, you don't put rock climbers, you don't lock them down in their houses because they're going to go out and possibly, you know, have a larger risk than you are willing to take because they're going to go rock climbing. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. You take whatever level of risk you're comfortable with and let everybody else do the same for themselves. And that's how you get freedom. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about a police advertisement for employment advertising qualified immunity as a benefit. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.